After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to the Real Housewives of Potomac After Show. Tonight was so lit. We're talking all the messy, messy, messy. We're talking about Ashley getting kicked out of Candace's house so many times. And we're still talking about Michael and the D. All that coming up for you next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey, guys. Hey, what's up, party people? I am your host, Erica Edwards, and I'm joined here with my amazing panel. All the girls are back. Yes. Yay, yay, yay. So I couldn't do it without my girls. Give it up for the wonderful and gorgeous Alexis.
Hi, everybody. I missed you guys.
And the also gorgeous Danny.
Hey, guys.
And the also gorgeous Lauren.
Hey, guys.
All right, you guys. Tonight, it's Real Housewives of Potomac After Show, Season 4, Episode 9, The Days of Our Knives. And won't we do it? but stay tuned to the end, because we have tea. We have shadiest moments. We have news and, you know, predictions, all that good stuff that we do up in this house. But we always start out the same way. What do you guys think overall of this episode, starting from Alexis?
Overall, I thought it was a lot of messiness going on. My girl, you know, I love her, Giselle, was just stirring the pot today, and she got it going because everybody was into it. So I was super excited to see all of the drama.
Just all I can say is woo child the ghetto. It was just a mess.
Yes.
It was too much mess, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, I will second that. It felt like the ghetto, the Section 8. It was a lot. It was a lot going on. Giselle was, you know, leading it all, and I loved it.
Yes.
Good TV.
Yes, it was very fun, I will say. You do get your laughs, if nothing else. All right, so we'll start with the way they started, with the fight. Like, and Chris sort of pulling Candace away and Ashley getting kicked out but coming back. How did you all feel about how the whole, really, I guess, how Giselle handled it, especially when she went back and, to me, said to Ashley, no, she wants you to come back, where I'm like, where did she get that from? I didn't, did I miss it? Did I blink? Because I didn't see Candace say it's okay, we'll have to stay. But how did you, what, how did you guys feel about sort of the second part to the aftermath, the fight?
You know, Giselle's always going to be messy, and that's why I love her. But one thing I can say about her messiness in that situation was I couldn't believe that she kind of threw Robin under the bus. Usually, you know, they either double team or they leave each other out of it. But for her to kind of put Robin in that situation, I was a little bit shocked by that.
I agree. And I'm questioning, is Giselle, I think that Ashley should question, is Giselle a good friend to her? Because Giselle was trying to pull you back in, knowing that they were still talking about it. But, like, no, they're not talking about it. Knowing that they're about to fire you up as soon as you come mm-hmm. back into the door.
Good point.
It was just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Giselle, I was surprised she put Robin out like that, but I was more surprised that Ashley kept coming back in the house. Like, no. Mm-hmm. No, why do you keep coming back? The door has hit you, like, 3 times now. I don't get it.
You know, maybe Giselle was just happy that this was the first time she wasn't the one getting kicked out. Because usually Giselle's the one getting, you know, hit with the door
That's
on the way out.
Is,
so
yeah.
She was probably like, oh, this is the moment to keep it going. Let's keep Ashley going back in.
That's mm-hmm. true. She wasn't, like, really in the mess. So I guess mm-hmm. that's why she threw Robin out there and was like, yeah, come back in and talk. Same mm-hmm. with Katie. Like, yeah, she said she wants you to come back. Like, okay, Katie.
Just stirring it all up. I
know.
It.
I was like, I don't think she said that. Mm-hmm. So what did you guys think? Feel about, because I thought Karen and Ashley were at a good place, but she clearly obviously is team Candace, and I feel like she, I mean, I know she had issues with Ashley, but she seemed to kind of come hard for Ashley afterwards, too, I thought.
I gotta say, I completely disagree. I think Karen was so diplomatic in this situation. She said, look, I'm gonna let your man handle it, but you need to get it together. And I literally turned to Lexi. I was like, when Giselle was like, yeah, Karen was coming for you. I'm like, did any of that happen? Because I feel like she was saying she's hurt, like, if anything, she's hurt. I feel like she was very empathetic, especially considering everything Ashley has done to her.
Yeah, I did not get that vibe from anything that Karen said. So for Giselle pretty much lied, in my opinion, unless it was completely something that I missed. But I mean, Lauren, you didn't see it either. So it's like, when did Karen really come for her?
I didn't think Karen came for her, but I did feel like Karen was really, I did get the vibe that she was against Ashley. That's how I took it. I mean, I don't think she went as bad as to say all the stuff. You know, I think Giselle blew it out.
Yeah.
But I think Karen was just like, oh, she's in, you know, she's coming from her place. All this other stuff where it's like, you don't know where she's coming. You know, to me, I feel like she's basically going along with he said it or whatever, and she wasn't there. I don't know. I got the vibe. I see where Giselle brought it from. Like, I got that vibe from Karen. That's how I felt. I didn't feel like she was doing it out of empathy. I did not feel that. But I did not feel that, you know, all the stuff that Giselle said was, like, extra. She didn't go that far, I don't think. But I did feel like she was a little messy, too.
I agree with you. I don't think that Karen was trying to be shady at all. I think she was just telling the truth. And sometimes in this group, there's a, like, they don't notice when it's the truth and it's not shade, because they take everything as being shade. She was just telling you the truth, and you didn't like it. Or Giselle doesn't like when anyone tells the truth or anyone says anything, really. So, of course, she was going to go back and say that. And it's just like, how did she throw her under the bus? What is Giselle's version of shade?
Well,
I don't know.
And then I remembered, I had to remind myself, remember when Giselle, when Karen walks in, Giselle says, I haven't seen her since the New Orleans trip. So, you know, if you already kind of feel a way towards somebody, there's always some beef. You know, clearly on this show, you just hear magical things. Like, if I already have a problem with you, I'm just like, all this stuff is happening in my head. So that could have been it. But
yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because I don't really think that Giselle's a fan of Candace right now. And that she's definitely Team Ashley. So I think she was just kind of staying in Team Ashley and kind of keeping it going, but in favor of Ashley. So basically, if you weren't in favor of Ashley, you were being taken down with all of this stuff that was happening.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
I just wanted to say, Joseph is encouraging you, Erica. He said, well, this is days of our lives. Erica will have to lead us through a soap opera today.
Yay! It was very much a soap opera tonight. Very much, very much so. You know, so we see a little bit of Ashley really talking about Michael's denial of this and how, you know, she really feels that the girls are making it up. And even Chris, I guess. And what do you guys think about her, how she's handling it? Because even in her confessional, she seems to really be, like, really trying to sell that, you know, they're out to get me and they made it up.
It felt so rehearsed. Nothing about her saying, it wasn't true, I didn't hear it, seemed like it was true at all. I felt like just from the way she was acting that she heard exactly what they're talking about. And she knows exactly what they're talking about.
I think Ashley was trying, when she was in the car, she was trying to convince herself that she didn't hear that. Because she was like, no. If you really know that your man, like, would never say anything like that, you'd be like, no, my man didn't do that. But she was like, no. I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
Come on. You heard him say that.
She was almost talking in a, I agree. She was almost talking in a whisper when Katie was like, well, you know, Katie, she's straight with it. She's like, well, is he gay? She's like, no, he's not gay. Like, why are you whispering now, Ashley? Right. You're loud up in Candace's mama house.
Yeah.
Right. Real loud, not whispering in the car because you question it. You're trying to convince yourself. I don't know.
Okay. And speaking of Katie, how did you think Katie handled the little discussion with Monique about her calling her Amistad and looking like a slave?
Katie is always out of it, which makes her, like, so funny. Her just being like, I don't have air conditioning. It was just, like, random. I didn't think she would say that. Like, that was so random, but it was funny.
Yeah, she is, like, the epitome of just carefree, don't really care with everything that's been happening this season. And I think this was just another thing. She was like, she said what? Oh, okay. That's how I feel like she's been the whole season.
Right.
I'm just curious why she doesn't have air conditioning. Because she's, you know, clearly a socialite. Parents are doing well. Like, what's up? You don't need that in D.C.?
You definitely need it.
It's pretty hot.
But I guess she's like, I got my scarf, so who needs air conditioning?
I don't know. Socialite or not. I mean, you know, her hair was a little bit on the struggle bus, so, you know, but it's fine. But yeah, it was interesting because I kind of felt bad because Monique really never got a chance to explain because Ashley came back and then it was a whole big thing. And Monique really never got a chance to be like, I never actually said that. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, but Katie didn't seem to be pressed. Yeah. So if she don't care, we
don't care.
All right. Well, before we move on to the next topic, Dani has something great to share with you all.
Yes. Now, before we move on, we just want to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. First, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us on this panel. So thank you all for supporting us and doing what we love.
Yes. All right, so moving on to Giselle and Ashley, or whatever, that little interlude. And, you know, Giselle is trying to be so supportive of Ashley and still, like, messy at the same time. How do you guys feel about Ashley, and she brings this up, obviously, later in the episode, her whole issue with Robin? Because now she's kind of like, I don't care about Candace, but Robin never had my back. Do you guys think Robin should have said something?
You know, I do agree with Ashley that I would be upset, too, if I felt like my friend was going behind my back spreading all of this instead of coming to me. But I do feel like Giselle never really gave her the opportunity to do that. I mean, I know it's happened for a while, but nobody's really talked about it. It was just brought up spur of the moment because of Giselle. And I think maybe Robin would have pulled her aside eventually and, you know, had the conversation. But I feel like in this situation, it seemed like Giselle kind of put her on the spot.
I think the only reason that it came up was because, well, Robin continues to say that she thought it was a dream. So I think the only reason it came up is because Candace validated what she heard. Mm-hmm. So if Candace hadn't said anything about it, I don't think she would have brought that conversation up at all.
Yeah.
But because Candace was like, oh, yeah, I heard that. She was like, oh, like, I heard this too. But I don't think she was trying to be messy when she did that.
Yeah. I think Robin's epiphany was genuine. You could see it on her face. She's like, I thought it was just me. Like, that didn't feel rehearsed at all. I think she was really like, did I hear that? Did that happen?
Right. Blah, blah, blah. And like, she was drunk.
Yeah. I feel like she really was like, I'm going to act like that didn't happen. Like, right. I don't think there was any malicious intent with it at all.
So how should she have handled the things at the party with Candace? You know what I'm saying? Because if that's your friend and your girl, how are you going to, like...
Well, I don't think she had an intention on telling her at that moment. I think it was just like, okay, that's been confirmed. Now Candace knows it's been confirmed, so I'm going to probably go out with Giselle, because we besties, and figure out how we're going to tell Ashley. I think that's how Robin would have handled it.
Yeah, right. I agree. I think Giselle kind of took away that moment for her. And I'd like to believe that she would have done the right thing and pulled her to the side and been like, yo, bro, this is what they saying. Mm-hmm. I thought I heard it, too. This is what it is.
Okay.
Erica, what do you think? You clearly are not letting it slide. What you think?
Well, here's my thing. I'm 50-50 on it because, one, I do think it's challenging, but I feel like at the point where Candace... Well, it's interesting. A couple things. One is they're making it seem like Robin and Ashley are like besties, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't... Whatever. If that's what you're selling, I guess I'm buying. But if that's your girl, then she should have kind of like, you know... I think she could have said more. I think Ashley has a point. She co-signed it where it could have been like she could have done more, I think, to have her back. Either before when Candace was kind of like tee-hee-hee and they were laughing about it earlier.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? She should have kind of tried to, you know, shut it down then. Because I do feel like there's a certain way you act if somebody's dogging somebody who's your girl. Or at least I think as close as Ashley believes them to be. So that's kind of an issue I have with it. And two, and I, you know, I guess we'll talk about this right now too. When she's talking to her at the Pride Festival or whatever, you're right. All of a sudden, it was a dream. It was drunk. I wasn't sure. But now she's like, oh, I saw what I saw. You know what I'm saying? So to me, you didn't really have her back. And you weren't really very apologetic after the fact when you know she was kind of hurt. So.
Yeah. I mean, I get it from that way, too. And just knowing Robin, she's messy, too. And the only loyalty I've ever seen her really have is to Giselle. So I wouldn't be surprised either way.
And last thing about this, and I probably would have been okay with her until in the confessional, she starts to kind of refer to basically, or maybe it was the producers, but it's probably. Like, oh, okay, payback for what you did with Juan. You know what I'm saying?
So, no, I don't know. No, Erica, I disagree. I do not think... I just disagree with that. Yeah. Robin wasn't like, yeah, you should get, you know, she was just saying, like, how can you be so adamant you won't even let me get a word out when you dragged Juan? Like, I don't yeah. think it was, I just don't think Robin had any malicious intent. Because if yeah. that was the case, she would have came out with it different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree with Lauren.
But honestly, what I want to know, really quick, I just want to know, who thinks Michael's gay?
Everybody.
Okay.
No need to whisper. No, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just been too many red flags. First, it was they ran into him at the gay bar. He always wanted to touch somebody on the butt. And now there's three people vouching and saying that it happened. Like, I'm sorry.
And
like,
the Grindr scandal last
season. Yeah, exactly. With the whole nudes leaking. Like, I'm sorry. It's just, it is what it is. People be gay.
Right.
Right. Well, while I certainly think that, yes, people be gay, I don't really, I'm still not feeling the way they're handling it on Potomac. I still get, personally, I get homophobic vibes. They're always like, oh, yeah, it's okay to be gay, but I don't know. I mean, I think it's not okay to mm-hmm. them. I don't think they really feel that way. Yeah.
It's not okay for you to be gay when you have a wife and y'all are about to have, trying to have
right.
a kid.
No, they keep, like, putting that caveat out there, yeah. but since season one, they've always, ever since he padded, he was swimming in the pool, all that stuff, they've always been coming for Michael on his yeah. gay thing, and I think they need to, it's interesting, I mean, you know, we've been talking about it for quite a few weeks here, but yeah, I still get a bad vibe from them, to be honest.
I don't get homophobic vibes. I get a vibe where it's like they're just trying to tell Ashley the truth. Like, Ashley really doesn't want to hear anything. And it's like, when there's so many blogs saying one thing, and then you get evidence from everywhere, and then one of your best friends tells you the same thing, like, and you still don't believe it. Like, people don't want to come to you if they tell you things a million times and you still don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to make your friends not want to come to you about anything that they hear, right?
I agree, but I also feel like they kind of use this as something to hold over her head.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah, and I think in this situation, Candace was already mad, and that was her way to just kind of blow things out of there. People were making her feel bad for saying the comments that she said, but now she's trying to use that as something to validate why she said what she said. It's all just mess, and I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think in Candace's case that's not the situation.
I think in everybody's case, I think Michael's possible homosexuality or
he could fluidity. Be bisexual. That yeah. is a thing. Yeah, so, you know.
Exactly. But I think that, if anything, I don't think they're necessarily coming from a good place with it, but I think it's just a casualty to Ashley's behavior. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like yeah. if this would have been someone, I mean, they're all messy, but Ashley has been messy, like, extremely to everyone.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's that one thing, just like Candace's mother. That's her one thing.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
It's kind of fair right. game, but not really, because it's a sensitive topic and it's mm-hmm. not kind of fair to Michael. But Michael right. messy too.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, for sure.
And they're going so hard. So they're going very, very hard. They're going hard on that. Let's see. What what do you guys really think about who it is that he wants to get with?
It's Juan. He's the finest husband, and Michael loves him. It's Juan.
I think it's Juan too.
Juan is the finest husband of
yeah.
all of them.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I love Juan.
Is that even a question?
Right.
Well, maybe it's Ray. It could be 78-year-old Ray. No, I'm just joking.
Or maybe he's really interested in a brown penis. So it could be.
Okay, how cute were Monique and Chris at their workout?
I love their relationship.
Yeah, they really just, like, feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. And they, like, we don't see them argue, really. I feel like they talk things out, mm-hmm. which makes for a healthy relationship.
They just seem like they just go out of their way to just make the other person feel special, like, right. at all times. Mm-hmm. It just looks beautiful.
Yeah, and it was interesting when they were talking, because when Monique was replaying the story, he was like, well, why did they bring that up? And that's kind of how I felt. I was like, if you have somebody's back, mm-hmm. you don't, like, bring it up. You don't co-sign. And really, Giselle went out there and kind of tried to bring back Ashley, you know, bring her back in. I just really felt like Katie was the only one that kind of barely had her back. And it seemed like, you know, mm-hmm. mostly because they ride together. But she was the only one who was kind of like, I felt really there for Ashley, even though they're all besties.
I think Katie was just trying to make Ashley not feel so bad about it. Like, she was like, if he is gay, there's nothing wrong with him being gay.
Yeah,
like,
what's the problem?
Like, you know, like, yeah. I don't think she was really, like, on Ashley's side, she was just like, is he gay? Like, yeah. You know, kind of just like nonchalant about it.
Because at this point, we keep talking about it. Like, is he or is he not?
Right.
Right. Very true. Very true. And Katie was super hilarious. She is like the greatest guest of the show ever. I will say that. I am loving her totally. All right. So let's talk about Dorothy and Candace and their trip to Dr. Kim, who has like the best afro ever.
And accent.
Yes. I liked his whole little vibe. I was like, oh, I want to go to therapy.
Oh, okay.
Well, for a minute, but then he started talking, I was like, well, maybe I'm not what he's into, but still a very good session, and I loved him and his outfits and everything. So how did you guys feel about their therapy session?
Unhealthy. Like, it's the most toxic relationship, and I think it's gonna stay this way until Candace gets her own house and her mom is not paying for anything, because at that point, when you're paying for everything and your mom can't say, well, I'm paying for this, then you can dictate how that relationship goes. If you feel like it's too toxic for you to speak to your mom, you're paying your own bills. Call your mom when you want to call your mom, or, you know, whatever, whatever. But, like, right now, you can't be doing the most and your mom still got to hand you $4,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where do they live that it's 8,000? Because remember, Candace said, like, their house only like 8,000 Potomac? Because you
like
can find
a townhouse.
Yeah, like, that's not a townhouse. And you it's got a long condo. Walk.
Right.
Everybody keeps talking about. But it was just cringy. It's so, like, heartbreaking. I don't know. Like, great. I'm so grateful that that's not my experience. Yeah. It's just sad to watch. And her mom just doesn't get it. Yeah. And I even think, like, even when her mom stops paying, I don't think she's going to change.
No.
Yeah, I think so,
just who she is. And she doesn't even want to see it.
I think she's just the type of person, she feels like, oh, I'm paying for you, I'm doing this for you, then that should be enough. She doesn't realize that it's not only about the money and what you can give someone, but just being a mother and being there for someone. Like, you can't even, you know, validate my feelings and how I'm feeling. I'm literally sitting here crying, and you're still like, well, I don't care.
She cries like that sometimes. What?
Yeah, she was like laughing in her face when she would say certain things. I really do think that her mom downplays her emotions. Mm-hmm. And like, a part of being a mom is being able to listen to your kids and allow them to come to you about things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, how are you a therapist, ma'am?
Yeah.
How? Right, because she can't even come to you and cry without you being like, oh, stop the crying. Like, I would never come to my mom ever again. Bye. And I'm not doing that.
That's a good point. Like, you're a therapist and you're supposed to be encouraging, like, getting everything out. But then when Candace brought up the whole hitting her in the face with the person, she was like, don't bring that up in here. It's like, but y'all are in therapy.
Right.
Like, yeah. Like, what is she supposed to do? It's a mess.
Yeah, it is really messy, but I don't think that Candace is totally, you know, blameless either. I think her mother is definitely cold, but I also don't think we see everything. Yeah. And I think her mother is finally starting to get a vibe that she's starting to look crazy, because she's like, well, I don't want her to paint me in such and such a light. And it's like, dude,
too late.
You
too
are
late.
10 episodes too long on that, because you have been looking mean and cold from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I think she does have a point. We don't always see, like, it would have been nice, honestly, and not that I don't want to see nobody get slapped, but it would be nice to have seen kind of what really went down at the party, because Candace does sometimes talk to her crazy.
Yeah, very true.
And, you know, so, and she had a point with Candace is the one who has gone around so many times telling everyone that her mom owns the place, or her mom is paying for this, and her mom is paying for that. From day one, that's what she's been preaching. So then she's also triggered by it. So
I think Candace needed a storyline back then, and now it's biting her in the butt now. Because it's like, that's all they can talk about her is just needing her mom.
Good point.
And it's really ironic to me that Ashley continues to throw, I understand that she knows that's her, because it seems like Candace and Chris have a healthy relationship, so that's like her trigger. But Ashley, you and your mom just got over a lot. And you're probably still going through it. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's just ironic that, like, the person who also has a lot of mommy issues, so to speak, is also the one throwing the butter knife.
And Candace even said that. She was like, oh, if you want to bring up moms, I can say some things.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're definitely right about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. I mean, Ashley and her mom did really struggle in the earlier episodes, but they seem like they have a closer relationship. Yeah. And, you know, it stemmed more from Michael's
issue. Yeah, the situation really, with Michael,
you know,
yeah.
Really, a lot of it, a lot of it actually does come from Michael, mm-hmm. I think, in their situation.
And her mama left her when she was 5, but okay.
Yeah, I don't get, like, close relationship vibes with Ashley and her mom. I think I like it's just, girl. Like... I think it's just, like, they just mended their relationship, so it's very border, like, yeah. On the surface, just like, hi, how are you? You know, like... You come over, you talk nice, yada, 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 and then y'all leave and are away from each other. But Candace and her mom, I think they, like, because they grew up together, you mm-hmm. know, it's a closer relationship, so there's more to argue about.
Yeah. Okay, and sometimes I think that she didn't really see anything wrong with it until she got on the show and she was like, oh, this actually is kind of toxic. We actually look, this is pretty bad. We need to do something about it. Because she just kind of dealt with it in the beginning season.
Right.
So it could be that she just never realized, or she's finally, you know, found her voice and is sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let's sort of go back to and kind of wrap it up with Robin and Ashley's blowout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess Giselle is finally going to sit to the side, which is interesting.
Barely,
right? And try to eavesdrop. Do you think that Robin could have done things different at the end when she saw that Ashley was really upset?
No. Ashley's going to have to get over it. Like, honestly, she was just telling you the truth. And I don't think that... I think Ashley's problem is she doesn't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
No matter who it comes from, it could come from her mom saying that I saw this. And Ashley's going to deny it. That's just Ashley's problem. And, like, you can't pull Robin into that. She's just telling you what it was, and you didn't want to hear what it was.
To be devil's advocate, I can see Ashley's point from her perspective, how it felt probably. You're going into this person's house, you'll have a beef, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I just don't get why we're just going to overlook all the dirt Ashley has done to almost every single cast member. I think
right.
she's dramatically crossed everybody, but maybe Giselle. Like, mm-hmm. Robin and Juan, Monique is an alcoholic while she's pregnant. That's why she lost it. Like, all this stuff. Like, I'm sorry, that can't just all go away because you experience a very valid hardship.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to say, okay, I'm going to be accountable. Like, I see where I messed up. She hasn't done that yet, so all this, oh my God, how can you do this to me? I'm the victim. Not here for it.
But I do think, even though Ashley's kind of taking it there and it's probably going to be leading on for future episodes, I do think Robin could have been like, hey, I didn't want it to come out that way. I apologize. Let's move forward. But instead, she just kind of responded back by also kind of attacking her. So.
Yeah, that was kind of the problem I had with it. And I think that's what actually, personally, for me, changed how I viewed her actions earlier. Because at first, I was kind of like, okay, Giselle threw out under the bus. This is really Candace beef. She was stirring all this. But then when she knew, and I was like, well, she'll explain it, like she said in the confessional. But then she was like, nah, I heard what I heard. I said what I said. And it's like, well, Ashley has a point. When somebody, if you're supposed to be my girl, you're supposed to have my back, mm-hmm. and someone is, like, coming at me clearly with a butter knife, and you're like, well, yeah, your husband did da-da-da. It's like, okay, how can she not be hurt by that? And how can you not be like, I'm sorry, I should have, you know, I didn't realize, or I didn't think, you know, explain it to me. I thought she could have had more empathy for her, and she didn't seem to really
when
care.
It comes down to the friend aspect of it all, because what I can say is, you know, when Ashley did everything she did with Juan, Robin and Ashley weren't necessarily friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, well, now we are friends, so I feel like as my friend, you should have had my back more. But that doesn't negate, like you said, that the fact that she's been doing this to everybody since she's been on this show. So how can you really expect for everybody to stay out of your business? And you don't want to stay out of nobody else's.
Right, she shouldn't expect people to stay out of her business. I agree. But, I mean, basically, check yourself. Now you have an idea of, you know, where your friendship with Robin is, really.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, Robin never would have let anybody do anything like that to Giselle.
Well, that's because they have more history, though. I feel like if they would have talked one-on-one, if this was a lunch meetup, not after, you never know. If they were both at Pride, they're probably drinking. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like, I wish they would have had this conversation, just them two, at like a meetup. And I think it would have went completely different. I think maybe Robin felt like Ashley jumped the gun. Ashley felt, you know, I just feel like that wasn't the place to have the conversation.
I don't think Robin and Ashley are really friends like that. I honestly think that they're both just friends with Giselle. And you know how sometimes you have a friend that's friends with the friends, so you're like, okay, like, let's be friends, I guess, you know?
Well, I think like, that might be true friends. For Robin, but I think Ashley, up until now, really thought Robin was her friend.
I thought they were building a friendship, but together. What I can say is I feel like the level of friendship that Robin has with Ashley, she also has that same level of friendship with Candace. They're both kind of pretty new friendships, so I can also kind of get, like, Robin kind of being the middle person between two friends. That kind of adds a different aspect. But I feel like, and I love Giselle. You know I'm her number one fan. But more people need to come for Giselle because she really
got away
was
with
the
murder.
One. Yeah,
she murder really did. Tonight. I was like, and then first of all, I think Karen's going to get up and hug Robin. Oh, you're the bone carrier. No, it really was Giselle.
Yeah,
because
who kept it all
Giselle
going.
Carried all the bones. She shook them up. She threw them out. She did everything she had to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I was there for it. All right, you guys. So that is this episode, Days of Our Knives. Let's move on to our shadiest moment.
My shadiest moment, honey, has to be when Ashley was getting kicked out and she hit Candace with the, we know you like to get popped by purses. You lucky I didn't pop you with this purse. I was like, the shade. It's just too much.
That was beyond shade. Like, that was real below the belt.
But so funny. So funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty much anything Giselle said. Mm-hmm. Just gonna sum that up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mine is also Ashley in the same situation when she said, let me send your mom a thank you note for her hospitality because, you know, she was at her house and she just kept referring to it as her mom's house, which it technically kind of is, but she had to say it.
Exactly. And mine was also from Dear Ashley when she said in the confessional that Karen's personality was as fake as her butt, her hair, her face, her cheeks, you name it.
Oh, gosh.
So I don't know. This is a whole shady episodes. So yeah. I think it's a tie.
I'm kind of leaning towards the purse one because that was a low blow.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if Candace was really about that life, she probably would have popped her.
I thought she was. I was like, girl, do your thing.
At that point, it was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Very much so. Okay, let's look at some fun tweets right quick.
Oh, I love the tweets.
If I can read them. Okay, exactly. When did Ashley, Giselle, and Robin become besties?
You guys, they've been friends.
Glam, mammy.
Yeah, maybe not besties. They were in cahoots.
Ashley's
you know,
a plus
associates.
One.
Yes, yeah, she's a plus one for
Ashley
sure.
Can hang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley's a third wheel. Aww. Okay. Giselle is messy boo. She put Ashley out. What part says she wants you to stay? Mm-hmm. Yes, that was my thing. I was like, Giselle, you are lying to this girl's face just because the producer told you to. No way.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which,
I bet the producers kept making her come back because the drama was good for TV. Yes.
Yeah,
very,
very
dangerous.
True, very true.
I want to know how many times exactly she got kicked out because we heard Candace say get out like 15 times.
Yeah.
She's past
Ashley
Giselle.
Okay, this is from Renee Pololi. Robin Dixon. Ashley was talking the truth way back about Juan. Come on now. Payback time? Oh, dang.
It wasn't the truth. Don't do Juan.
Right. Don't do Juan like that.
I mean, it was the truth, but maybe Robin wasn't trying to get payback.
This could be the truth, too. We don't know yet.
I think they're
right.
Equally possibly
exactly.
True.
Yeah. They both probably are true. All right, you guys, let's move on to some news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Hey guys, so other than kind of dragged Ashley today, but I'm keeping you accountable. And she'll be having to be more accountable because guess what? She had her
baby!
Yes, she had little baby Darby, finally. I feel like she'd been pregnant forever. And she looks like so much like her mom while she's pregnant, so I know.
Sure.
Never thought they looked alike before. But yeah, Ashley says, I never thought this day would come. When I learned I was pregnant, I started thinking about when I'd feel the first kicks. Then when I was feeling in the flutters, wanted to know when I'd start to show. After watching the bump grow, my mind went to birthing day. Will this really happen? Blah, 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 blah. And Mickey and I are savoring every moment with our wonderful son.
Lovely. Oh, we're so happy.
I really want to know the baby's name.
Me too. Yeah.
I wonder if it will be a junior. I know he has two kids from his previous marriage. Mm-hmm. So
maybe. MJ.
Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations, Ashley.
Congrats, Ashley.
And Alexi, you can address your queen, Giselle.
Yes, my good sis Giselle was out handling business in New Orleans this weekend. Not only was she doing things for Every Hue Beauty, but she also had a book signing for her book that's coming out. And that's a picture of her and Anthony Hamilton. He sang during her book signing. So congrats to Giselle. Oh, she has makeup Anthony. And a book.
Right.
She's a boss.
Have Yay. You bought the book, Giselle team?
I'll not get yet. It.
Right. Support your queen. Yeah. Support your queen.
Not yet, girl.
Maybe not the president and co-president of the club.
Right.
Exactly. Ooh. And do an audiobook, girl, because I listen to it. Yeah.
It's on the way. It's being shipped.
Right.
Yes. All right. Let's do some predictions before we get
your
out of here.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. We'll start with Lauren.
Well, I think that Monique and Candace... and really everybody in Candace, maybe except, what's her name? Karen,
yeah.
Are going to fall apart. I don't think Candace and her mother's relationship is going to be resolved. And yeah, it's just going to be a tough season for Candace. Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. I think that Candace is going to let the problems that she has with her mom affect her relationship with everyone, yeah. including Chris. Mm-hmm. Because in the preview, how she was screaming at him was a mess.
Yeah.
So,
and he seemed over it when, you know, they were arguing at mm-hmm. his tasting.
He's probably tired of trying to be her dad.
Free yeah. Chris.
Right,
aww,
free
Chris. I think we're finally going to see what happened with this sexual harassment stuff in Michael. It looks like it's coming. And we've been talking about Michael a lot. It's a great time for everything to come out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. More Michael in the D. yeah, no, but I agree with all of those. I think Karen and Ashley are going to be done. Like, I don't know. I don't think they'll probably get to back. Not this season, I don't think.
We've said that before.
I know, but maybe next season they'll be back together. But yeah, so, you know, we'll see what's going on. And I agree with you on the Chris thing. I think maybe this Candace and Chris fight might get bigger than we would expect. All right, you guys. Well, that's our show tonight. But don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and definitely leave comments after the show airs because we can't keep the live comments but 24 hours. All right, you guys. We had a blast. But ladies, where can people find you?
Hey, guys. My name is Lauren Mayo. You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
My name is Danny. You guys can find me on Instagram at TheDannyB.
I'm Alexis Brown, better known as Lexi, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Lexi Fierce.
All right, you guys, and I am Erica Edwards, and you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. Ciao for now, folks.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.